More than 10 years ago, 23 suburbs in the Chicago area wanted to convert an old stone quarry into a landfill to combat a shortage of space to put trash. But in the 25 years since the quarry was abandoned, it filled with water and became home to birds, fish, and plants. The federal government called the site a wetland and blocked the landfill project, citing the Clean Water Act. The Corps said the old quarry was now an important part of the environment because it provided plant and wildlife habitats and protected the surrounding area from floods. The community sued the Army Corps of Engineers over the issue. The U.S. Supreme Court ruled in 2001 that the federal government can't enforce the Clean Water Act on bodies of water that were isolated and not part of a larger water system. The 5-4 decision of the court put that responsibility in the hands of the states. The U.S. EPA and Army Corps of Engineers recently released plans to abide by those rules. Cameron Davis is with the Lake Michigan Federation, an advocacy group focusing on environmental issues in the Great Lakes region. He says the federal government is backing down too quickly.
Well, I think what we're seeing is another example of the administration scaling back of federal environmental protections, especially at a time when the states simply are not well equipped to be able to pick up where those federal protections leave off. In an ideal world, the type of proposal that we're seeing would have been done in coordination with the states. It would have been done in a way that will not leave wetlands out to dry.
Davis says the Supreme Court decision only specifically relates to one case, and the federal government was too quick to expand those thoughts to other wetlands. Davis says a longer review process of exactly which wetlands the federal government can regulate would provide better policy and more clarity on the issue. But the EPA says it's not sidestepping its responsibility. Ben Grumbles is with the EPA's Office of Water. He says the agency is doing what it feels it has to do to comply with the Supreme Court decision.
It's our intent to take the interpretation that is the most reasonable and the most defensible, one that is also consistent with our mission of protecting wetlands and watershed. We are fully committed to protecting wetlands and watersheds to the full extent under the Clean Water Act and the Supreme Court opinion.
Grumbles says while the EPA and Army Corps of Engineers are planning to abide by the High Court ruling, it will also be working with states to help them protect wetlands that fall outside the federal government's newly defined jurisdiction. Grumbles also says the EPA is taking public comment so it can better define what makes a body of water an isolated wetland. While the EPA and advocacy groups have differing opinions on how to interpret the Supreme Court decision, the legal debate might not be over. Chris Schaefer is the law professor at the Thomas Cooley Law School in Lansing, Michigan. He says the High Court made a mistake by assuming isolated wetlands are not the responsibility of the federal government.
I think the court also made a giant leap of logic by saying that, it's not really a major issue in terms of wetland protection because the states will take over this responsibility. And that's just laughable because the states are not likely to take over wetland protection. It's very controversial. It's very difficult. It's very expensive.
Schaefer says the Supreme Court decision is so narrowly focused on such a small area of the law that clarification from Congress would remove any doubt as to where the federal government can assert its authority in wetland issues. Right now, there are no plans for such legislation, and observers say it's doubtful that a Republican-controlled Congress and the current administration would address the issue. Environmental activists say, in the meantime, they will turn their focus to state legislatures to encourage them to pass laws to preserve these wetlands no longer protected by the federal government. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Jonathan Aul.